Let's make sure that we've assumed an appropriate posture for this meditation. An appropriate posture is what we're probably used to. We sit on a chair, on a couch, on the floor. If you need to lay down, if you're more comfortable laying down, you do so. If you're seated, please bring yourself into an upright posture, but not so upright that it brings any degree of discomfort to you. You don't want to sit there with a very stiff back. It should be a very natural upright posture. Rest your hands gently on your thighs or on your knees. Maybe pull the shoulders back a little bit. Press the chest forward to open it up so you can breathe in a little bit deeper. Your head should be centered, chin just a little bit down. And once again, the eyes can be closed, partially open, or completely open. It's your choice. We want to make sure that the body is comfortable. To do this, we first do a body scan. Depending upon how many of you practice, how often you practice, we know how to bring our bodies into comfort. Most of us do. Still, this may have been a very long day, and the body may be holding on to some form of tension, some form of tightness, some form of discomfort. So let's briefly work with the body to release any discomfort that may exist. To do a body scan, bring your attention down to the lowest point in your body, down to your toes, and gently wiggle them. This simple act brings our attention away from our thoughts, and it brings it into our bodies. Now bring that attention, that focus, from your toes, very slowly, up your body. We can inspect each and every part of the body, or we can go to any part of the body where we notice some form of discomfort. We bring our attention to the calves, the shins, the knees, the thighs, the hips. And if we notice any form of discomfort, make small adjustments to bring comfort to that part of the body. Now bring attention to your shoulders, down the arms, the biceps, the forearms, the wrists, the hands, all the way down to your fingertips. And I'd like you to notice right now whether you feel a very light touch between your fingertips and that part of the body that your hands are resting on, or if you feel that your hands are weighing heavily, possibly even grabbing your thighs, your knees. Let's do a very simple mindfulness exercise now. Very slowly, begin to raise your hands just a few inches away from your body. Let them raise up naturally until they're several inches above your body. And stop. Very slowly begin to lower your hands. Let them gently rest on your thighs or your knees. Now notice again the sensation between your fingertips and your body. This simple mindfulness exercise is intended to bring you fully present, aware of your body. Now bring your attention to your back, lower back, mid back, upper back. If you have any discomfort in your back, please adjust your back in any way that brings comfort, that brings ease to it. Most people carry tension within their shoulders, within their neck. So much so that we don't even notice it most of the time, but yet it's there. We're going to do a very simple exercise to release any tension that may be in the shoulders now. Please very slowly begin to raise your shoulders towards the ceiling. It should be a super slow motion where you feel your back elongating, the spine stretching. Feel yourself growing taller and taller until you've brought the shoulders up as high as they can go comfortably. Then stop and release. Let's do it again with a fun visual. Please imagine two strings attached to your shoulders. And those strings are attached to the ceiling. And very slowly, those strings begin to be pulled up. And with that, feel your shoulders once again raising up towards the ceiling. Back elongating, spine stretching, growing taller and taller until those strings have brought your shoulders up as high as they can go comfortably. Then stop. Imagine the strings get cut and release, let go. Good. When you do this, sometimes we tend to hunch over a little bit. I'd like you to pull your shoulders backwards as if you're trying to touch your shoulder blades together. Do this only as far as you can do this comfortably. You'll feel your chest pressing forward. Do it only as far as you can comfortably, and then stop and release, let go. Good. Simply notice your face, your head. See if there's any tightness, tension, any discomfort. If there is, go to it. And take a nice deep in-breath. Nice big out-breath. And release. In traditional meditation, we are taught to bring our focus, our thoughts, to this thing called an intention or motivation. I still remind people of this because there is a goal within meditation, within each session, is to think about something about yourself, something about your life that you wish to address. And I give people two sentences to determine what their intention is. I wish to be, or I wish to remove. And we can complete either sentence in any way that's appropriate, any way that in this moment makes sense to you. Here are a few examples. I wish to be calm. I wish to be relaxed. I wish to be happy. I wish to remove stress. I wish to remove fear. I wish to remove some habit. Maybe the most popular intention that most people choose, and it doesn't matter whether they are new or have been meditating for many, many years, is I wish to be calm. You bring your intention to mind, and then we turn to the breath, and we gently breathe in through the nostrils or mouth, and we gently breathe out through the nostrils or mouth. As we know, when we breathe in meditation, it's a very gentle in-breath, a very gentle out-breath. We don't hold the breath between the in-breath and out-breath. We simply breathe in and breathe out. But when you breathe out, stay there when the breath has left you, just for a moment or two. And notice within that moment or two the state of your mind. Notice your thoughts. Notice how the body feels. With each subsequent in-breath and out-breath, we notice the body letting go of discomfort, whatever residual discomfort is there. We notice the mind very slowly starting to release the attachment to all those thoughts. It can take a while. But simply notice the breath has this amazing ability to begin to calm the mind. When we first learn to meditate, sometimes we count as we breathe in and breathe out. We start with the number one, with the in-breath. And breathe out. And we can count to whatever number we wish. I was taught to count to 11. And then as my practice progressed, I would go to 21. Sometimes we notice those numbers slowly appearing within the mind as we say them. We are taught through mindfulness to notice the breath as we breathe in and breathe out. To notice how the breath affects the body. With your next in-breath, notice elements of the breath, including the temperature. You may be able to notice a coolness to your in-breath, feeling it if you're breathing in through the nostrils, at the edges of your nostrils. Possibly feeling a slight warmth as you breathe out. Feel the air with the next in-breath. Fill your lungs. Feel the lungs expand, the chest expand. As you breathe out, notice how the abdomen contracts. Whether you count or follow your breath, this helps us to quiet the mind, to calm the mind. Not to shut off the thoughts, but let's say lower the volume and to reconnect with the mind's natural state, a state of stillness, state of calmness and peacefulness. Through this simple practice, we have the ability to take whatever thoughts that we're attached to, events that have happened during the day, conversations we've had, experiences from the past, fears of the future. We can take all those things and just release them to return to the peacefulness, the tranquility of a calm, still mind. If you've had a particularly tough day, if there's something that's been weighing heavily on your mind, deepen your breath. Take in a deeper, a longer in breath. And then take a longer, more powerful out breath. If it is helpful to you, you can even say with the out-breath, letting go. Unless you are a long-time practitioner, you may find that the mind calms only for a short period of time, but then the mind becomes disturbed again by thoughts, by sounds, a physical feeling. It's normal. Simply notice it, return to your breath, return to the focus on your breath, after just a few in-breaths and a few out-breaths. Notice the state of your mind. There is a moment while focusing on the breath, where we notice something within this place we call the mind's eye. It is simply that place we imagine within our mind when we close our eyes. Some people imagine this space behind our eyes. Some imagine this in front of us, or above us, or behind us. Within that space, we may encounter an element of light. Could be a fixed light, circular light. Could be a very soft light, almost like a mist. It may have a color to it. White, purple, maroon, pink. There may be multiple colors. Some people encounter an object, something you own, something you've never owned. You may encounter a person, a face, a body, someone you love dearly, someone who's no longer with us, or someone who is still with us. You may encounter a place. You may simply notice that space has become very calm, very still. It doesn't have a form. But if I were to describe it, I would describe it as a body of water that is so still that it appears as if it were a sheet of ice, a sheet of glass. All of these elements are indications that the mind is turning inwards, that it is calming. When you encounter any of these elements, even that peacefulness, that stillness that I just described, bring your full focus to it and just rest your focus on it. For as long as you can, as long as you want. take a moment to notice how your body feels. Look for any elements of ease, of relaxation, stillness. If you had any discomfort, any tightness, any tension in the body, notice if it's still there. Notice the state of your mind. Look for similar elements. Look for elements of calm, peacefulness, stillness, maybe even focus and clarity. If your mind was hyperactive when you first sat, do you notice that hyperactivity now? If there was a loud conversation, loud thoughts, have they calmed? Noticing any of these elements are signs that you have meditated, that you've brought peace, calmness, stillness to your body and mind. We're going to take a short break now. To do this, please take a nice deep in breath. Nice big out breath. Now bring your attention down to your feet and gently wiggle your toes. Bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. Bring your attention to all of your senses. Sense of touch, sense of taste, sense of smell, sense of hearing, and finally the sense of sight. And if you've closed your eyes, very slowly open your eyes and become fully present. I want to do a loving kindness meditation, a meditation that is so appropriate for ourselves, so appropriate for the people in our lives, for you guys professionally dealing with others, so that you can take compassion, empathy, and kindness and project it onto people and onto ourselves, which we all really need. I've been told that as professionals that you guys over time may hold on to a lot of what you have heard from patients within your practice, that it can be like the glass filling up full of water. And sometimes we need to release, and this loving kindness meditation sometimes is very appropriate for that. So that's what I'd like to do with you guys. And I hope you enjoy this. Let's begin by taking a nice deep in breath. Nice big out breath. And let your breath be gentle, gentle in breath. gentle out-breath. Reconnecting with that state that we were in at the very end of the meditation. I'd like you to bring to mind someone who loves you dearly. It can be any person. In this moment, think about one person who loves you dearly. It may be husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, best friend. It can be a parent, a child. It could be someone who's still with us or someone who's no longer with us. But when we think of someone who loves us dearly, let that person come to your mind. And try to imagine them within your mind as if your eyes were wide open and they were there, sitting or standing in front of you. Notice the expression on their face. This person shows their love for you through a beautiful smile. It is their smile that confirms their love for you, their desire that you be happy, that you be healthy, that you feel loved. Can you see this person's beautiful smile? Or can you imagine their smile, their affection for you, their desire to support you, to not judge you? With the next in breath, breathe in their love for you. Breathe it right into your heart. And feel in this moment how this person loves you dearly. It can be difficult for some to receive love. In this moment, if you are one of those who has difficulty receiving it, with your out-breath, let go of any obstacles you're holding on to. Allow this person's love to come to you without any obstacles. You might even be able to notice in this moment the sense of happiness arising within you. Maybe even coming to your face. The breath, the in-breath, becomes a method to receive loving-kindness. The out-breath becomes a mechanism for you to release all obstacles preventing you from receiving this. We all deserve to be loved. here is this person who loves you dearly. How does that make you feel? Can you feel this person's loving kindness in this moment? Can you notice in this moment how easy it is to love this person, to return their love? For some, it is easier to return it than to receive it. Notice how you feel about this person. Notice how you can feel a sense of joy and happiness sending your love to that person. It is so easy to return love to any person who loves us dearly. And through this practice, we are reminded that all people desire kindness, compassion, empathy, Can you imagine others within your life that you have difficulty showing loving kindness to, difficulty showing compassion, kindness, or empathy to? What if you see any person like this? You see them in the same light, with the same love, same kindness and compassion that you're able to extend to that first person. There may be people within your life that you have this difficulty with. But in this moment, maybe you can imagine them and see them as worthy of loving kindness, of compassion, of empathy. Imagine sending your loving kindness to them and changing that relationship in this moment. A family member whom you've had difficulties with, sending loving kindness to them. A friend, an old friend that you've had difficulties with, change the script, the dynamic. Send to them what you yourself wish to receive. Now imagine their face. Any person that you have this difficulty with, imagine their face starting to smile, starting to light up because of you. Because of you extending loving kindness to them. What a beautiful thing you were doing in this moment. From this day forward, now have the ability to be in the presence of anyone and to open your heart to loving kindness, compassion, and empathy, to see all people as worthy of this. We're going to take a nice deep in-breath. With this in-breath, I want you to imagine breathing in all positive elements from this session. Breathing them in as if you're taking a picture that you're going to hold on to. Taking that deep in-breath. Breathe out. Now bring your attention down to your feet. Gently wiggle your toes. Bring your attention to your hands and gently wiggle your fingers. Bring our attention to all of your senses, sense of touch, sense of taste, sense of smell, sense of hearing, and finally sense of sight. And very slowly, as you're ready, if you've closed your eyes, open them and become fully present.